It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. You know, that's my goal each time that I come to you with this program, It's a Good Life. I want to share with you from the Word of God. That's Bible study. I want to enjoy the Word of God with you. I want to have fellowship with you, fellowship with those people who know Jesus as Savior. And then I want to pray for you. Now, I may not pray each time this program goes to air, on the air. I may not pray audibly to you at that time, but I'm praying as this message goes forth. And I've prayed before this message is even sent out to be broadcast over the airwaves. I pray not only for that person who is in a state of need today, of needing Jesus as Savior, that person who needs to be saved. I also pray for the Christian today. I pray for those individuals who need uplifted. And those people, my fellow citizens of heaven, I pray for those individuals that they will be strengthened in this life. And right now, I would like to go to the Lord in prayer and ask His blessings upon this program. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You today for the privilege of being able to share Your Word with the people of this world. I thank You, Lord, for the privilege of being able to say that I am saved and on my way to heaven because I have trusted Jesus as my Savior. I pray for that person today, Lord, who does not know Jesus as Lord and Savior, that person who's listening today would come to a saving knowledge. May Your Word touch the heart today of that individual. May the Holy Spirit deal in that heart, that they may see their need of a Savior today and respond and receive Him as their Lord and Savior. And I pray for that individual today, Lord, that saved person who needs uplifted, that person who needs encouragement today. I pray that You would encourage and uplift and help that individual, Lord, to be strong in Your Word, to be strong and understand, Lord, that You're always here, that You're with us, and that we can have fellowship not only with other Christians but with You, as we go to You in prayer and look at Your Word. Now, Father, I ask You to bless this program. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, let me invite you today to look at our website, lrwm.org. That's lrwm.org. Now, on this website, you'll be able to download a transcript of this program and other programs of It's a Good Life. And one of the good things about being able to download a transcript is that the verses that I speak about each week, you may not be able to copy all those verses down, but if you'll go to our website, lrwm.org, you'll be able to get a transcript, and on those transcripts, you will see the verses that I refer to. So go there today, lrwm.org, and you'll be able to download a transcript of this program and other programs of It's a Good Life. Now today we want to look at the wise men visit. In Matthew chapter 2 and verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." Now, we often think of this of these verses being used around Christmas time. But you know, this is something that should be spoken of often, even more so as we approach Christmas, but even more so throughout the year as we look to Jesus Christ who came into the world to seek and to save those who were lost. Well, the wise men visited. They went to Jerusalem. But guess what? Jesus wasn't there. The world always looks for Jesus in the wrong place. In Acts chapter 17 and verse 22, Paul the Apostle went to a place called Mars Hill. In verse 22 of Acts 17, it says, "Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious." That word superstitious means religious. "You're too religious," Paul says. "For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you.'" Now it goes on to say that God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Now people are looking for the Lord and God in the wrong place today. You've heard the saying that all roads lead to God. That's not true. All roads do not lead to God. All religions do not lead to God. All roads do not lead to heaven. The Bible says there is only one way to heaven, and that is through Jesus. In John chapter 14, Jesus himself said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." No man goes to heaven, he says, but through me. You must receive me as your Savior. Now that may offend some people, and I'm sure it does. But those people are sadly mistaken. Those people who will not stand up and say Jesus is the only way, they are denying God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Well, how do I know that Jesus is God? In John chapter 1, it says that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And it goes on to say that that God created all things. And it was the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In 1 John chapter 1 and verse 1, it says, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the Word of life." Now John here is speaking, of course, of Jesus, the one whom they had seen with their own eyes. They looked upon him, and they had actually touched him, the Word of life, who is Jesus Christ. Yes, there is only one way to heaven, and that is through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. People today look in the wrong places. There is only one way to heaven. People look to religion. They look to gifts. In other words, they think that they can go to church and give money into the church or send money to an evangelist on television or the radio. They believe in their minds that they're doing the work of God, and therefore they're going to go to heaven. But let me remind you, money is not going to save you. Nothing is going to save you and take you to heaven other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, these wise men went to Jerusalem. They looked for a little child. In verse 11 of Matthew 2, it says, "And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him." Now, they weren't in Jerusalem at this time. They had left. But as they were in Jerusalem, they looked for a little baby. And so many people today look back to that manger. They think Jesus is still a little baby in that manger. And we often see pictures of Mary holding Jesus in her arms, the little baby. Well, that's simply not true today. Jesus is no longer in the arms of Mary. Jesus is with the Father. He gave his life that you and I could be saved. He was crucified, buried, and resurrected, and now is back at the right hand of God, making intercession for those of us who are saved. And he's making intercession for you today who is not saved when you call upon his name and receive him as your Lord and Savior. Not only do we see that these wise men went to Jerusalem, but we see that they soon realized that he wasn't there, that he had gone to Bethlehem. They had a guiding star. In verse 2 it says, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star." Well, these people, these wise men, wanted to worship the king. They expressed their love with gifts. Gold, in verse 11, this represents someone who's a prince. They also brought frankincense. The frankincense represents the priest, and the gold represents a prince. Myrrh refers to his being Messiah. They knew who Jesus was. They knew he was a prince, they knew he was a priest, and they knew that he would be the Messiah, one who would save, because people could call upon his name and receive him as Lord and Savior. And notice in verse 11, once again they came to Bethlehem, and they found the child, not a little baby, but they found the child in a house, not in a manger, but in the house. The star guided them to this child. And we have today the Holy Spirit who guides people to Jesus. Jesus said in John chapter 14, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm not going to leave you without a guide. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. The Father is going to send him. And I promise this to you, that the Holy Spirit is going to lead you into all truth. And that's just the way the star led these wise men. The Holy Spirit leads his people, and the Holy Spirit leads that person today who needs Jesus as Savior. God talked to them, and they went another way. They talked to the King Herod, and they thought that King Herod at that time would be friendly with them, and King Herod tried to trick him. He said, come back and tell me where you find the child or the baby. But his plan was to kill Jesus. But God spoke to these wise men, and they were wise enough to listen to God. And they went another way. They went a different way after they found Jesus. And you know that's the way it is when a person finds Jesus today. When we meet Jesus, we always go a different way. Now, God's love has fixed our destiny when we respond to his call. It cannot be changed. These were wise men of their day. Are you wise? Have you come to Jesus and received him as your Lord and Savior? Jesus is no longer in the manger. Man must meet Jesus at the cross. Man must look to the cross and see Jesus and say, Jesus, you died for me on that cross. You shed your blood for me. And thank God you rose from the grave that I could have eternal life. Jesus, come into my heart. I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for coming into the world to seek and to save me. If you'll pray a prayer like that today, the Bible says that to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the children of God.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.